Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.com, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy Monday, everyone. This is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live this Monday, July 29, 2013. And as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. I trust that you all had a chance to do some joy pampering this weekend. You were able to always do some reflecting on yourself and to think about what you wanted to accomplish for this week in your life and in your business. I want to give a big shout out to all of the ladies that joined me this last week for dinner and connections at Arizona Stonecrest area here in Stone Mountain, Georgia. We had a wonderful, wonderful time. Stay tuned because I'm sure that there will be more dinner and connections and other types of events going on in your area to come. Well, we're wrapping up Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind today. This month's theme has just been such a blessing to me. And, of course, we have received a record number of positive emails and feedback from women around the U.S. wanting more information on this topic and expressing the desire to learn more about becoming mentally wealthy, which, again, as we talked about all this month, is the cornerstone to really achieving your financial wealth. So starting September 2nd of this year, we're going to be doing just that, a special coaching program designed to teach you how to strengthen your mind power for wealth. So make sure you visit womenaboutbiz.com and stay connected to learn more about this wonderful program and all that we're going to be doing to empower you with information to become both mentally and financially wealthy. Now, as we wrap up our topic or our theme for this month, Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind, our hot topic is going to be the wealth code. So you might ask yourself, what is this code and why is it important to start adopting the habits of this code before, you know, you achieve financial wealth? Well, you're going to hear about that more in just a little bit, and you're going to really get the opportunity to also learn what we discussed overall for the month, because we're going to be doing a recap as well to try and bring it all together for you so you can see just how powerful this month's theme really, really was. So this is a good time right now to take out your journal or your notepad because, of course, you don't want to miss out on any of the information that we provide. For those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to Successful Woman Radio with me, Trina Newby, your host and success coach. If you missed out on any of our shows this month or any other time this year, just head over to SuccessfulWomanRadio.com and click on our show archives in the top gray menu bar. There you can learn about previous shows and you can listen to them, get motivation, inspiration, get motivated to just kickstart your life and your dreams and your goals. Also, I want to remind all of you that if you have not already, make sure that in the right-hand column right there on the homepage of Successful Woman Radio that you go ahead and add your name to our mailing list so that you'll be able to get timely announcements specifically related to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Here's what we've got on our lineup today. 1 hour gift, we're going to be talking about the 5 most powerful questions every businesswoman should ask herself daily. Also, We're going to give you the opportunity to promote yourself and your business. Again, we're doing that this month, and we try to do it as much as we can because we know how important it is for you to shout out what you do, who you are, and what your business benefits are all about. Also, we've got three more procrastination eliminators that work. You're going to love those. Also, again, as I mentioned earlier, a recap of our show notes from July 1st through July 22nd. And then, of course, our hot topic for today, the Wealth Code. So we've got a packed, filled show for you, and you are certainly going to enjoy it. So this is a good time right now to click over to another line and share today's broadcast with another friend, a business associate, or a family member. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. And for those of you listening online, make sure that you share the show on your social networks. You can let them have the link, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Again, blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio. Let them know that the show is on the air live and that we are talking about the Wealth Code. They definitely don't want to miss out for that. We're moving right along, and we're going right into giving yourself the one-hour gift. And for those of you that are new to Successful Woman Radio, the one-hour gift is really when you vow. And I say vow because vowing and commitment is a little bit different. Vow is a whole nother level of commitment. So when you vow to take at least 1 hour of personal time to look at how your day will be successful, here are five important questions every day that we recommend you should ask yourself. Let's move on with number one. What results would I like to see in my life and my business today? You know, this is a life-altering question because oftentimes, if you think about it, we really don't ask ourselves questions about life and what it is that we want. And this is something that psychologists have discovered, that if you ask yourself questions, that you can solve a lot of your own problems. You can begin to seek answers, seek solutions for whatever the question that you have about your life or your business. So this question sets the foundation for your day. It helps you to gain clarity and to gain focus on what it is that you truly want. Number two, have I reviewed my calendar and schedule today? I know some of you listening right now probably said to yourself, Trina says this every single Monday, and so I don't know why I am forgetting to look at my calendar every day. Well, it requires you to build a consistent habit. It requires you to repetitively do it so that your subconscious mind can literally record the habit, and so the habit can be ingrained in your everyday movement and activities. In other words, it has to become natural for you to do it. So again, this starts with you making a vow to make it happen. Number three, are my activities, my business activities, on the schedule contributing to my goals for the week? Let's face it, ladies, you know, sometimes we are all over the place with our activities, and sometimes we can pack up our calendars and we can feel so proud that our calendars are full and we look so organized with everything that's on the calendar. But guess what? Sometimes that is really far from the truth. The truth of the matter is that oftentimes we have activities on our calendars that really aren't helping us to accomplish our dreams and our goals or whatever it is that we set the purpose to do. And so we really need to make sure that if you have a to-do item, if you have a task item, even if you have a business meeting, you need to really ask yourself, now how is this contributing or enhancing what it is that I want to accomplish in my business life? How is it doing that? If it's taking away, then take it off the calendar. If it's enhancing, keep it on. Number four, who do I need to follow up with today? Of course, in all of the positive feedback we have been having on, you know, Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind, we've been getting a lot of people saying that calling your social network friends and scheduling connection calls was an excellent idea, and following up with all of those people that you're clicking a response to positively accept them as your friend, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, or some other social network. However, it doesn't make any sense to just repetitively click, which also, believe it or not, that's another habit that we have developed. We're just clicking without really saying, okay, now who is this person? What are they all about? Why are they wanting to friend me? And how can we connect? So what I normally recommend amongst all of your other follow-up duties that you have throughout your week is that you make a commitment to try to call at least 3 to 5 people that you don't know. This could be your Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter friends, or other people that you may have met at a networking event. Schedule a 15-minute connection call. So that's about an hour out of your day every day where you have a series of 3 to 4 connection calls that you should be making to people that you don't know. Now, what do you say? What are you doing with this call? Okay, well, this is very powerful because, you see, this is when you ask them to connect with you for 15 minutes so that each of you can exchange information about your businesses, what you do, what your needs are, and how you might be able to support one another. And so it's very, very important, okay, that you not lose the opportunity to connect with all of these social network friends. So I want to encourage all of you listening today to make sure that when you click on that acceptance button to friend someone, make sure that you have kind of like a templated email that you send out to them, just saying thank you so much for friending me on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Twitter. I would love to connect with you live via a phone conference to learn how we can support one another more. What's a good time for you? I can be reached at. And then, of course, you're going to have to follow up on the request until the desired result has been achieved. But keep in mind that the power in following up is that follow-up always, the responsibility of it always resides with you. And so there is much power in follow-up. That's where a lot of your money is. And so, again, if you even ask yourself the question right now, if I would have followed up since January, on all of the contacts I have made, on all of the people that even remotely asked me about my business, services, and products, would I be further ahead today? Ask yourself that question and pay attention to the answer. Last but not least, in giving yourself the one-hour gift and the 5 questions you should be asking yourself daily is number 5, what results have I seen in my marketing? Now, this is a very important question for all women in business because marketing, again, is the foundation of your profit. No marketing, no profit. Marketing is the system of attracting, okay, individuals to you based on the services that you have. And if you have a product or a service that's in demand or people are looking for it, then it's going to be important that you find more than just one way, but a myriad of ways to attract them to you, which is so very, very important. So there you have it, 5 questions that you need to be asking yourself on a daily basis. If you want to find out more about those 5 questions or if you want to get them, all you need to do is go to successfulwomanradio.com and then go to show notes and just scroll and you'll see the 5 questions that you should be asking yourself on a daily basis. Again, these have tremendously helped me out. They helped me to stay focused. I gain better clarity. I see more results. My productivity level has increased 3-fold. And so I know that if it's doing that for me, I know that it can do it for you a lot more. Many of you are involved in multiple businesses, multiple activities, but the thing of it is that if you aren't really doing things that are enhancing your business and personal life and helping you to accomplish your dreams and your goals, then although those might be worthy things that you are doing, it's still not going to help you at the end of the day get to where you want to go, okay? And as my grandmother always says, you can't say yes to every good thing. So I want you guys to make sure that you make a vow to yourself, which is so important, to really have it on your planner to give yourself that 1 hour gift every single day and watch how it will absolutely change your life. It will give you positive results if you give it the positive time. Well, enough about that. It's 12:15 after the hour, and for those of you that have tuned in, you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. As a side note, I want to remind all of you who are frequent listeners of the show that if you haven't already, think about creating a Successful Woman Radio Journal. Now, this is where you purchase just a simple spiral-bound notebook. You, when you listen to the show, you make the date of the show on your paper, and then you just take your notes. But what happens is after you've listened to multiple shows, you've actually got a notebook of incredible resources at your fingertips that you can flip through. You can reflect on your Successful Woman Radio Journal. You can look through it and think about things that I may have mentioned many shows before, and you'll have the notes. Although we, you know, make every effort to get show notes up on the website, successfulwomanradio.com, sometimes administratively we aren't able to put the notes up right away because we have so many things going on. So we want you to participate in helping yourself to stay active with the show and create a Successful Woman Radio Journal. Many of you have, and thank you for your feedback, for letting me know. And again, this is a great way to just have a resource, a treasure chest of resources right at your fingertip, because I promise you, I give you information that you're going to be able to put to use and see positive results if implemented properly. If you're interested in using any of the information that you've gotten from the show in any of your seminars or your workshops with any of your clients, feel free to do so. I just ask that you make sure that you credit me for the information being shared. And now we're going to move on to three more procrastination eliminators that will work for you. So let's get right down to it. Number one, break larger tasks down into mini tasks. Again, break larger tasks down into mini tasks. You know, sometimes a quick plan or system has to be developed for larger tasks. Larger tasks, sometimes you can't get away from having to break them down because the project, the goal that you have is so large that even the tasks themselves are large. For example, if one of your tasks is to create an e-newsletter to send out to your customers, well, you know, you will need to determine the content you want to have, write articles, choose the graphics that you want to use, ensure that you have uploaded the content to your website so it can be fully read, and ensure that you have all of the names and emails you want to send it to. So as you can hear, those are a lot of tasks. As you can see, this one large task, you can't just put in your planner, okay, create an e-newsletter. It's not going to work. If you put that in your planner, I can guarantee you the e-newsletter will never get done. So what has to happen is that all of those tasks, those multiple tasks, have to be broken down, and each one of them have to be given a time frame to be completed, okay? If you were to write, as I said before, create e-newsletter in a one-hour time slot in your planner, it would overwhelm you and it would not getting done. So here's one of the things that causes us as women to procrastinate. When we don't allot enough time and break tasks down, again, is going to cause procrastination. And, you know, one of the root things that we need to understand about procrastination is that really women have this desire a lot of the times for perfection. You know, you ever hear yourself saying, well, I'm going to hold off on doing that because I want to make sure I have the time to do it just right. I need to give it enough attention, or I want to do this or that with it. It's your need to have a perfect state of being before you can really start working on the task, and we have to break ourselves out of that. So we really need to break those tasks down smaller. Number two, well, this is biggie, but delegating your work really does help with procrastination. Again, we get in that perfection mode. We have a tendency to think that nobody can do what we can do. And so as a result, we're keeping everything to ourselves. Many of you may have heard me express the term babying your business. Well, sometimes when we baby our business and we don't want to let anybody else hold the baby, we don't want to let anyone else do anything for us because they can't do it as well as we can, of course, procrastination is going to set in because we're overwhelmed with all of the tasks that are stacking up and we cannot get it done. So, of course, we need to understand as businesswomen that being a solo entrepreneur is not about doing everything by yourself. It's about knowing by yourself how to effectively delegate, okay? Try delegating tasks such as filing, making copies, correspondence, creating flyers, marketing material, website design, and other like tasks to a virtual assistant, a part-time secretary, or even a high school junior or senior who is very knowledgeable in how to utilize the computer, okay? If you find that you still do mostly all tasks, make sure that you develop a daily operations plan, at least with time slots allotted for tasks that need to be repeated frequently. But again, ladies, this delegation thing, it is something that we're not doing enough of, and most of us aren't doing it because a lot of the times we put up the excuse, I don't have enough money. But money cannot be an excuse when we are trying to be successful. So you have to find a solution, even if you are not able at the time to hire or subcontract someone, you still have to find a solution for delegating and making things happen more smoothly. Here's number three. Review your to-do list and projects daily. Well, this has everything to do with the one-hour gift, right? Because one of the things on the one-hour gift is that we need to review our calendar every single day. See, you need to keep yourself constantly aware of the tasks that you must complete. You have to make sure that you have scheduled time in your planner for these tasks, and also, to be on the safe side, it's important to double pad the time you've allotted so you won't feel rushed to complete them, okay? So there you have it, three more procrastination eliminators that work. It is 12:22 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you are listening to no other than the Successful Woman Radio Show. If you're in the Atlanta area, stay tuned. We've got a lot of networking events coming up in the area. If you're outside of Atlanta, perhaps you're in Washington, D.C., Maryland, California, New York, stay tuned because we've got chapters coming to your area, and I'm so excited about that. I want to let you know also we've had a really good membership special going on at Women About Biz throughout the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we keep extending it because we get a lot of emails with people saying, you know, I didn't see the notice. I just heard it on the radio show. So we, you know, overall we extended it through the end of this month. So this is the last and final time that this special will be going on for about, I would say, I don't think that we're going to be offering it anymore this year. So you need to take advantage of our special annual silver membership offer. Okay, normally the membership at Women About Biz is annually $99 per year. Okay, and there are so many benefits that come with that silver membership. Everything from full access to our social network, you get a business directory listing with links going back to your website. And if you know anything about that, it's really important to optimize and have links coming from other places. That is how the search engines really prioritize your website. Also, we allow you to use those keywords that are going to be very, very important. So we want to encourage you on that. Also, as a silver member, you get opportunities to promote your business. One of the things that we're going to start having on a weekly basis is the member-to-member discount. So, for example, if you're a silver or gold member and you have a special offer or a special discount that you want to push out to the membership because it's valuable, whether it's a service or a product, then, of course, we want to give you that opportunity to do that. So once a week, we're going to send out our member-to-member discount. So, again, it's going to be very, very important, okay, that you pay close attention to this special membership offer. To join, we apologize. We just had technical difficulties and not sure what happened, but we just kind of blacked out there for a few minutes, so we're sorry. I was sharing information about our membership. So, again, if you like this special membership link, then what I want you to do is to simply email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. Again, email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com, and we'll make sure that you get this special link. It's not being advertised on the front of the website. You can't click on the Join Today link on the website and get the special offer. We have sent it repeatedly through our e-newsletters, through our email, but for those of you that are listening and you feel that you haven't seen that special offer, email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com and I'll send you the link so you can listen to the special audio message and learn about our membership program. At this time, if you want the opportunity to promote yourself and your business, this is the time that I'm going to give you to do it. You can share information about your website, your fan page. Perhaps you have an event coming up, okay? You can give your phone number. You can give out your website address, your fan page address. The most important thing that I want everyone to understand is that what you really need to do is when you hear people giving out their contact information and sharing information about their business, make sure you jot it down in your notes so that you can call them either after the show or within 24 hours to say, hi, my name is so-and-so. I heard you on Successful Woman Radio. I wanted to connect with you and learn how we perhaps could support one another. So that's very, very important because the networking and connection opportunity is definitely there. So, again, if you'd like to promote yourself and your business at this time, go ahead and press star 1 now. Again, if you'd like to promote yourself and your business at this time, go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad. And I'll be more than happy to unmute you, bring you on the show live, and let you connect with everyone. In the meantime, we're going to go ahead and we're going to move on with today's hot topic because it is just that. It's sizzling hot, and that is the Wealth Code. I had promised all of you that I would, however, go over some of the topics that we have covered on the show over this last month. And again, we're talking about the theme Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind. So what I want to do is I'm going to start off with July 1st because on the 1st of July, we talked about mental wealth and what it is. And, of course, I gave you the 5 keys to unleashing your mental wealth. Mental wealth, of course, was defined as the ability to enjoy and experience a high level of satisfaction in where you are now in this time and space. If you don't have the desired financial wealth, then the first place that you need to start at is developing your mental wealth. Now, to achieve this high level of mental being, it requires you to willingly accept that there are life habits and beliefs that you must change to move yourself to the next level. I also mentioned that it requires you to understand how your subconscious mind versus your conscious mind works. Okay, and of course, this is key because your subconscious mind is like a database. It stores everything. And then, of course, I gave you the five keys to unleashing your mental wealth. Now, on the 8th of July, we talked about the keys to unleashing your power to claim your wealth. Okay, and there were things that you needed to do in order for you to really reach out and start claiming your right to wealth. And of course, the first thing was to evaluate your belief system, because there were certain things, or there are certain things that have happened in our childhood, in our early adult life, when we were teenagers, that all may have contributed to us having a certain fear or a certain belief that we don't necessarily deserve wealth. We all may feel that, oh, you know, yeah, I could see myself setting a goal to create a six-figure income, but I never could see myself creating a goal to have a seven-figure income. Well, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't work that way. Either you believe that you can create an unlimited amount of money and an unlimited wealth, or you don't believe. And setting a cap on it is not going to help you to even achieve a five-figure income, let alone a six- or a seven-figure income. So, again, you can't place limits on yourself. So that's what we talked about back on the 8th of July, the keys to unleashing your power to claim wealth. And then on the 15th of July, we talked about unleashing your power to build relationships. And I provided you with four relationship systems that can help in creating wealth. And those four relationship systems are contact to prospect relationships. I talked about that, and I talked about how, you know, a lot of people confuse the difference between a contact and a prospect, and I shared what that was. And then, of course, the client-customer relationship. I also talked about familiar trust relationships, and that is a phrase that I coined because I realized that I was getting a lot of response from people who had started following me, not only on the radio show but also on the internet. And I started getting emails without asking people to send me emails from people who were asking me questions about something that I may have posted, or they were scheduling a consultation or coaching session with me. And so I paid attention to that, and I said, now, why is that going on? Because I really didn't know these individuals. And that is when I first developed the phrase familiar trust, because what I realized is that these individuals were trusting me because they realized I was putting out quality information over the internet, and they were able to put it to use and start seeing some positive results, therefore building a sense of familiarity with who I was and what I was all about. And that is what branding really is learning to build that familiar trust with individuals. So it's important for you to understand that that really is one of the key relationships you must build. And last but not least, I shared information about the joint venture or partner relationship, which is so very, very important. So in all, those four relationship types, I actually went more in depth about those relationships on the show. And so definitely if you want to hear more about them, you can listen to the show archive. And then last Monday, the 22nd of July, we talked about the seven principles of financial wealth. And this is the show that really gave us a tremendous amount of emails. I was just very shocked that we had that many emails. I think it was like over 40 different emails from people that either listened to the rebroadcast of the show on Blog Talk Radio or from our members and our listeners. But a lot of people really appreciated the fact that we are really trying to teach individuals how to gain mental and financial wealth. There were 7 principles, again, and I'm not going to go over all of them, but some of the ones that people specifically talked about was principle number 1, you must release all fear and power that you place over money, because money is the end result of just a transaction between the seller and the buyer. So when you create circumstances in which you have a seller and the buyer and a transaction occurs, the result is always going to be, most of the time, money, okay? So we place too much emphasis on money instead of placing the emphasis on the transaction and learning how to have positive transactions that result in money, okay? Also, individuals talked about principle number 3, all financial wealth begins with your financial goals, how to set solid financial goals. And, of course, it's going to begin with you really sitting down with a financial planner, someone who knows more than just about insurance products or investing in various stocks and mutual funds, but someone who really knows more about everyday budgeting your money, looking at the best moves for you. That is a financial planner, and so it's really important that you actually sit down with someone and talk about your finances and where you are, okay? Also, I got a lot of response on principle number 4, bad debt pulls you away from financial wealth. This is something that you have to understand. And I shared the difference between good debt and bad debt. Okay, and of course, bad debt is when whatever it is that you purchase has absolutely no intrinsic value. It has no increased value. Once you use it, it's not worth anything. Now, we buy things all of the time that just because we like them, that those things don't have as much of a value. But really, bad debt is when you actually utilize your credit card to buy those types of things, and your credit card is charging you a huge interest. So you're going to end up paying 2 to 3 times the amount that you originally purchased. That's a bad debt. Okay? A good debt is anytime you pay for something on a recurring account or with a credit card or what have you, and that particular item is going to increase in value. In other words, you're probably going to get more out of it than what you paid for it, like your home and your mortgage, okay, and even some cars. Well, that's good debt. And so you have to know the difference between the two. So, again, you can listen to the show archives and learn all about the 7 principles of financial wealth. And today, we are going to be talking about the wealth code, what it is, what is it about this code that the wealthy are living by, and how it can help you. Well, ladies, there certainly is a code that most wealthy individuals live by. It keeps them balanced, grounded, and most importantly, it preserves their wealth. So first let me say this. Any positive code or principle that enhances your life, it has everything to do with building habits. It really does. Habits are simply mentally recorded instructions that allow us to function more efficiently. When you embrace and develop habits that contribute to your wealth, the process of thinking and being wealthy becomes as natural as brushing your teeth. So let's get started with the codes of wealth. Code number 1, hey, you've heard it. You've probably heard your parents say it. You've heard other people say it. But code number 1 is all-time wisdom. Pay yourself first, right? Pay yourself first. There's no feeling like taking out your checkbook when you get your paycheck or when you sit down to look at all of the account payables, and you write out a check to everyone with the exception of yourself. And at the end of you doing it, you realize that you don't have any money for you. Well, that's not encouraging you to become mentally wealthy. And it's definitely not encouraging you to keep moving forward. As a matter of fact, it can discourage you from wanting to move forward with your business. So pay yourself first. No matter how small, you need to go ahead and pay something to yourself. Code number two, live on less than what you make. Okay, and as you can hear, these are common sense, wise pieces of advice that the wealthy are adhering to. So don't you think that we need to adhere to it as well? Live on less than what you make. This, of course, is a wise and aged wisdom that, if practiced, will take you far financially. There are a lot of five- and six-figure earners, right, that are living right at the edge of their income, and as a result, they have robbed themselves of their own financial wealth. The stress produced from this type of living on the edge of your income can also block your mental wealth as well. Here's code number three. Invest in the proper insurance and long-term care product if at all possible. This is especially true if you have children. One of the things you need to understand is that you can have retired with a high six-figure amount of money in your account. But if you get ill and your insurance does not cover all of that, it's going to start absorbing some of that money that you've saved for retirement. So to combat that, you may want to take a look at what long-term care insurance is all about. Now, insurance overall is about a risk. The insurance company takes a risk on you that you may not die or that you may not get ill, and you take a risk on the insurance company that if something happens to you and you pay your monthly premiums like you're supposed to, that they're going to take care of your family, that they're going to make sure that there is money for your family. And so that's what's important, and you need to think about that, because too many 50-year-olds, too many 60-year-olds are now just thinking about insurance instead of when they were younger. So I want to encourage you to do that. And most people who are wealthy, they already have their insurance and their long-term care in place. Here is code number four. Code number four is have more than one stream of income. I can't begin to tell you how important this is. Now, I'm not saying run out and join a bunch of opportunities or start up a whole bunch of new businesses all at once. Don't do that. That's not wise. What I am saying is that once you have one stream of income coming into you successfully, then take some of the funds from that stream and use it to go ahead and invest wisely in another stream of income, whether it's a business opportunity, whether it's an investment or what have you, okay? Code number five, diversify your investment. If you're investing in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, it's important, based on your age, to know what type of investments you should be investing in. Should you be aggressive? Should you be safer? Should you look for more investments that actually protect your initial principal? So those are the things that you should be looking at. Diversify your investments. Code number six, evaluate your cash flow quarterly. Evaluate your cash flow quarterly. It's so important to know where you stand financially overall, from your mortgage to your credit cards to your revolving accounts to your checking accounts to your 401k to your IRA, all of the things that you have. It's important to evaluate that on a quarterly basis. Your financial planner can help with this. But you need to understand where you are. And one of the things that I know that I and my husband really like to take a look at is our debt-to-cash ratio, okay? Your debt-to-cash ratio. And basically, that is the difference between how much money you have going out and how much money you actually have coming in, okay? The object is to really always have an upper hand or more money coming in than what you have going out. That is one of the solid foundational codes of wealth, is to make sure that you have more money coming into you, okay? And let's move on to code number 7. Prepare for your retirement early, which is so very, very important. Again, prepare for your retirement early. When you're in your 20s, you don't think about preparing for your retirement. Of course, younger people think they're going to live forever, which we all know as humans that is not possible. But younger individuals in their 20s and 30s don't think about retirement. And I'm going to let you know, it creeps up on you very fast. The average individual will need approximately $1 million for retirement. You see, what happens is that, let's say you retire at 62. And because of long life in this country, because of medications, better health care, as a result, people are living longer. And women, for example, are living well into their 80s and 90s. And so if you were 62, you've got to make $1 million, for example, last for like possibly another 25 to 30 years. So as a result, when you break it down that way, your income decreases. So it's going to be important for you to realize that you have to prepare early for retirement. Now, what happens when you are 40, 50, and 60 and you feel that you don't have enough retirement to in your funds to retire on within, let's say, 10 to 20 years? Well, it means that you really need to consider that as an urgent matter, and you need to really sit down with a financial planner to discuss your options and what you need to do. And, of course, you definitely need to look at having more than one stream of income so that you can increase the amount of money you have coming into you, okay? Let's look at code number 8, because this code, I think, is very special to me, and I wish that I would have practiced this code in my younger years, and that is make decisions that are best for you and your family, okay? Make decisions that are best for you and your family. In other words, you are going to have that desire to want to, you know, buy something extravagantly, okay? You're going to have that instant gratification impulse to do certain things, and you may be able to, but at the end of the day, you've got to make decisions that are best for you and your family. If you spend a certain amount of money, how is that going to impact you? Is that going to take away from your wealth, or is that going to help enhance your wealth in some way? Now, while I realize that everything is not about money, it's, as I said before, it's right up there with air and water and breathing, okay? It's right up there because nobody wants to be homeless. Nobody wants to live a poor quality of life. Everyone wants a high quality of life. And in order to experience those things, the name of the game is that we have to learn to make money last, okay? And so these 8 codes, and I'm sure there are many other codes that can be added to the list, but these are what I would consider the core codes of the wealthy. And again, I want to go ahead and repeat them for those of you that are taking notes. Code number 1, pay yourself first. Code number 2, live on less than you make. Code number 3, invest in the proper insurance and long-term care to protect your assets. Code number 4, have more than one stream of income. Code number 5, diversify your investments. Code number 6, evaluate your cash flow quarterly. Code number 7, prepare for your retirement early. And code number 8, make decisions that are best for you and your family, okay? So sometimes you may want to make a purchase, but when you look at that purchase, you might say, this is really going to take away from the family financially, and at this time, it's best that I just stand still and not make a move on investing in that particular property or that particular business or what have you, okay? So I hope that you guys have enjoyed the wealth code today. We have about 10 minutes before the show is over, so I want to leave that time for those of you who have any questions about wealth, or if you want to make any comments or provide any wise tips about creating your wealth. You're certainly welcome to do so. All you need to do is press star 1 on your phone keypad, and from there you will be able to share. I'll go ahead and unmute you. If you'd like to promote your business, here's your opportunity. Go ahead and press star 1 on your phone keypad or your cell phone, and of course, again, we will unmute you and let you introduce yourself. It is 12:50 after the hour, and you are listening to the Successful Woman Radio Show. Right after this musical introduction, I will be bringing you inspiration for the week. Well, I am so grateful and I feel so blessed for all of you who have been listening to our theme during this month of July, Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind. Again, I want to encourage you to listen to the rebroadcast simply by going to successfulwomanradio.com and clicking on the archives in the top gray menu bar. You know, this has been a special month for me because I have had so much going on in sickness in my family, my mother, my father, and now my aunt. And sometimes it just gets so overwhelming with all of your family members that are ill and all of the things going on in life, and you want to be successful in business and you want to do all of these things. And the one thing that kept sticking in my mind is about mental wealth, because you see, mental wealth is also about having those wonderful relationships with your family, with individuals that you've done business with your friends, because having wholesome relationships and letting people know that you love them and letting people know that you care makes you feel better. It makes you a more productive human being. And so this week I want to encourage you to enhance the relationships that you have. I want you to understand that all of those relationships can help you to build a mental wealth and can open doors of your mind to move forward with creating financial wealth. When you are happy, when you are well-rounded, when you are in good relationships, incredible positive things happen. So I want you to remember that. So again, if your mind can conceive it, you can achieve it. And that quote comes from Napoleon Hill, who I admire and respect, because this man, who was born in, I believe, the late 1920s, had so much profound wisdom about life and about creating wealth. He took himself from being in low income to being a very wealthy man. And on his journey to wealth, he had the power and the knowledge to and the desire to want to share it by putting it all down on paper. So again, it's so important for you to believe that you have the ability to achieve wealth in the first place. You know, and it's important for you to understand that when you were born, there were certain abilities, certain powers that already came packaged right there with you. So here is the affirmation that we have all been saying for the month, and I hope for those of you that are listening to it for the first time that it inspires you and it encourages you to want to adopt this affirmation for yourself as well. Here goes. I am pre-installed with the talent, ability, and power to create my mental and physical wealth. I will embrace the beliefs, habits, and positive self-talk that will support and lead me on the path to my wealth. Again, I am pre-installed with the talent, ability, and power to create my mental and physical wealth. I will embrace the beliefs, habits, and positive self-talk that will support and lead me on the path to my wealth. Isn't that powerful? Absolutely. Believe that you were pre-installed, ladies. Reach out your hands and claim your wealth, and know that no one can take it from you once you learn how to achieve it. And understand that mental wealth is really what you're aiming for. It's what you're shooting for. Now, why is that so important? It is because financial wealth, although important, only enhances what you already enjoy. It only enhances what you already want to experience in life. And so if you're not living your life in the moment, if you're not enjoying your life, if you're not experiencing things mentally, on a mentally wealthy state, then guess what? I doubt if financial wealth will help you. A lot of people, as you know, have come into wealth financially, and they are some sad people. They are miserable with life. They are unhappy. And it is because the money can't enhance what they're not enjoying, okay? And that is what's so surprising to a lot of people. And it's not uncommon for people to just spend all of their wealth trying, thinking that, okay, I haven't found this happiness yet or this joy that money was supposed to bring me. Where is it? And they find a sadness within themselves. So it's not uncommon for people to go through clinical depression who fall into wealth all of a sudden because they realize that it's not making them happy. I've even seen documentaries where people don't want the money anymore after they've won a lottery because it's making them so miserable. And the reason it is because money is something that should not have ever been given that much value as far as us giving it the power over us. Because, again, what is money? Money is a transaction. It's the end result of a transaction. And so in life and in business, it's important for you to keep your mind focused on the transaction. Keep your mind focused on the transactions of life, the transactions of business, and understand that you should never give credence or power to money, especially because it cannot even communicate with you, right? So I want you to reach your hands out right now. Go ahead. I want you to reach your hands out right there. Hold your hand like you're getting ready to catch a ball. I want you to close your eyes, okay? And I want you to just repeat after me. I am pre-installed with the talent, ability, and power to create my mental and physical wealth. I will embrace the beliefs, habits, and positive self-talk that will support and lead me on the path to my wealth. Now, as you hold your hands out, I want you to say to yourself as you're closing your hands, like something has been given to you, close your hands and say, I receive my wealth. I claim my wealth. Put your hands over your heart, receive it, believe it, and know, my sisters, that you can indeed achieve it. Well, that's all we have for today's show on Successful Woman Radio. I have enjoyed doing this theme, Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind. Stay tuned because, again, on September 2nd, we will begin the Wealthy Woman, Wealthy Mind program, so you're going to learn all about that. Also, if you're interested in joining Women About Biz in our special annual silver membership, make sure that you email me at tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. Again, that's tnewbie@womenaboutbiz.com. And in the subject line, just say need membership link, okay? And I'll make sure that you get that. Ladies, here's to having an abundant week. Make sure that you practice the one-hour gift. And I look so forward to connecting with you next Monday as we bring August into the play. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.